This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Eat, Sleep, Suplex Retweet.
Hi, this is Theodoros, and you are listening to Eat, Sleep, Suplex Retweet. Doxa of Theodoros.
Sarah Grieve here, and I am joined with Theodoros ahead of the Discovery Hotter Than Hell tournament. Theo, how are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
Perfect. We've got a big set of questions for you, so I'll dive straight in for this. What does it mean for you to be one of the eight people selected for this tournament?
Obviously, Discovery Wrestling is very, very prestigious promotion. It's one of the best promotions in the UK. So to be selected in this, to have the opportunity to become Y Division champion at the end of the day, it's a big honour, but it's not one that I'm going to take lightly, and I can absolutely guarantee that at the end of this tournament, I will be the winner and begin the road to becoming Discovery Wrestling Y Division champion.
Okay. You're facing Chris Renfrew, actually, in the quarterfinals. Now, he's a very unpredictable character. What are your preparations and strategy heading into this match?
I've faced Chris Renfrew a couple of times before. In fact, almost a year to the day it will be since the first time I faced him. So I do have a good idea of what to expect from him. He's not a man who is easy to prepare against because he can bring brawl and he can go. But I know that, especially considering the fact that I have the support of my family, I know that he can be beaten. I've beaten him before, and I plan on beating him again.
Right. You said, actually, just now that you've got your family behind you, so would I be right to assume that the House of Sane might have your back to ensure that you win this tournament?
Might have my back. Of course they've got my back. We are one big family. The family has never been stronger. We will rule Discovery Wrestling. People have been saying that there has been some friction between the House of Sane. There has been a little bit, I'm not going to lie. Some people have been getting in my way a little bit, but it's fine. It's all been smoothed over. The House of Saint will rule Discovery Wrestling. Don't you worry about that at all.
That's me told.
Yep.
So, but how has wrestling at different promotions helped you in preparation for this tournament?
It's given me experience. Discovery Wrestling has a unique crowd. It's a very unique environment to be in. Wrestling all over Scotland, having visited down south as well, it has prepared me in more ways than you can imagine. It's given me the experience of wrestling in front of different people, different environments, being thrown out of my comfort zone, and I can still handle anything that's been thrown my way. In this tournament, there are some very, very experienced people in this tournament. I'm one of the least experienced in terms of years wrestling, but that doesn't mean that I don't know what I'm doing in the ring. I have yet to come across somebody who has put me to shame. I am called the Superior Cypriot for a reason. When I face Chris Renfrew, I will show why I'm called the Superior Cypriot. When I win the Hotter Than Hell tournament, everyone will know why I'm called the Superior Cypriot.
Wow. You've just said that, obviously, that everyone's going to see what you're made of. Going past the quarterfinals, is there anybody that you would actually love to face? And who would you see as your biggest competition?
There are some very, very big names in this tournament. All seven other men are big names in British wrestling and European wrestling. All seven of them I would love to step in the ring with, don't get me wrong, because I feel I can beat all seven of them. I feel I can come out on top of anyone who's put in my way. So, no, there's not anybody who I feel is a biggest threat to me. The person who I would most like to step in the ring with is Martin Kirby. I've had a brief encounter with him at a previous promotion, and I thoroughly enjoyed getting my hands on him then. And if I could pick one person that I would like to face, it would be Martin Kirby.
Well, see, just talking about that, obviously, see if you actually do manage to beat Chris Renfrew, there's a possibility you could face Martin Kirby. Is there maybe anything that you've maybe got to say for him? Like, if he actually makes it past his match as well to meet you in the semi-finals.
Well, I'm sure Martin Kirby's going to do just fine in his match and know how good a competitor he is, and I know how tough his match is going to be. But I just want to say, Martin, as tough as your first match is going to be, they're not the superior Cypriot. Your semi-final match against me is going to be 10 times more challenging, and it'll be nice to put you out in the semi-finals.
Wow, that's one hell of a call-out if I know any. Do you want to say anything else for, like, the other competitors just while we're here?
Enjoy the experience while you can, because at the end of the day, that's all it will be for you, is an experience, because there's nothing at the end of the road for anybody other than Theodoros and the House of Saint, because this is just the first step where the House of Saint taking over Discovery Wrestling.
Right, so see, assuming you win the tournament and
assuming
you get that.
When I win the tournament.
I stand corrected. When you win the tournament. When do you think would be your ideal opportunity to cash in your hotter than hell opportunity, and what sort of champion would you be given you win the title?
I feel like I'll cash in whenever I see fit. Now, that's just whenever I feel like it's time for the House of Saint to rule over Discovery Wrestling, when it's time for the reign of the Superior Cypriot. When I feel like it's time to put the Y Division title around my waist, that's when I'll cash it in.
Right, and what kind of champion would you see being?
The title would be elevated so much just by being associated with the House of Saint. The title itself is a prestigious one. Lewis Gervin held it. It's been held by Chris Sabin. It's been held by Joe Coffey. All incredible performers. They've all helped build Discovery Wrestling up to where it is today. All incredible athletes. But again, I am the superior Cypriot. The key word there being superior.
Wow, okay. You've completely taken me off guard, obviously, just telling me off, really. But see, looking at the eight competitors, who do you see is maybe, possibly, giving you the greatest competition that you could possibly have?
At the end of the day, sir, I'm not blind to the level of opposition I'm up against. They're all incredible athletes. To single out one would be unfair. I know the challenge that awaits me with Chris Renfrew. I faced him before, and I know how good every single competitor in this tournament is. Again, like I said, Martin Kirby, one of the best, if not the best, wrestler in the UK just now. You look at wrestlers like Andy Wilde, who's on such an incredible roll just now. And he did suffer a shock defeat to Zach Gibson, but that doesn't take away just how much he has to offer. So for me to single out one wrestler, I think we'd be doing them a disservice.
All right. And see, we've actually got the return of Liam Thompson as well. Obviously, we've not seen him in such a long time. Is he someone maybe that people or anyone maybe underestimate? Are you keeping an eye on him as well?
Of course. That's one thing I will not be doing to anybody is underestimating them. I do know just how good everyone is. I faced Liam Thompson before, and it was one of my toughest challenges. Maybe not Discovery Wrestling, but I have faced them elsewhere. So don't worry, if anybody's underestimating Liam Thompson, then they'll do so at their peril. But Liam Thompson is definitely one of the top guys in the UK scene, and it is good to see him back, but that still doesn't mean he'll be winning this tournament.
Wow, it's really big words, and it's something that I'm personally looking forward to seeing, obviously. And now, after speaking to you, no question about it, obviously, I'm actually going to give you, like, I'm going to give a wee pick. I'm definitely going to say you're definitely going to beat Renfrew. I'm quite happy about that. Have you got a final message for any of your competitors, just to finish this off?
Enjoy it while you can, because at the end of the day, the superior Cypriot will be standing tall.
Perfect. Well, that's all we've got time for you just now. Very happy to have you, actually. It's been great interviewing you, and really looking forward to seeing what you and your House of Saint family will bring to this tournament.
They will have my back. I'm totally confident of that, and I'm totally confident that the House of Saint will be ruling Discovery Wrestling when we see fit.
Perfect. Well, thanks for joining me.
No problem.
Greetings, wrestling fans, it's the Future Shock Tom Fulton coming all the way from the year 2133, and if you want to be as cool as all the cats in the future here, you need to listen to Eat, Sleep, Suplex, Retweet.
Future Shock Tom Fulton, thank you very much for joining me. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing great, thanks for having me in.
Ah, good stuff. So I'm going to go straight into our questions, if that's alright with yourself?
Absolutely.
Rightio. Now, what does it mean to you to be one of eight people selected for the tournament, especially straight after your Discovery debut?
Well, you know, it's really quite a strange honour because, as all of the wrestling fans here who are aware of the old Future Shock will know, I'm from the year 2133, a futuristic dystopia where pro wrestling has been outlawed, and it's my job to travel back through time using my arsenal of futuristic wrestling manoeuvres to change the course of history and save pro wrestling for my generation. And that's exactly what I was doing when I rocked up and made my Discovery debut at the start of July. My sole goal was to get rid of Michael Chase. Okay, he might have given me a bit of a pasting. And he did. But I did win my disqualification. But as a result of what he did after the match, he was suspended indefinitely. So my job was done. I was just about to rock out the building into the DeLorean, buckle in the seatbelt and off I go. But I was stopped by Discovery Management and they were impressed by what they saw. And they've asked me to stick around a little longer and do the Harder Than Hell tournament. So it's quite an honour that, you know, I'm not doing my usual stuff. I'm here because somebody actually wants to see me wrestle. So this is awesome. I'm looking forward to this.
That's fantastic. I mean, I'm grateful that you are coming back and you are being put into this tournament. Maybe you will get back into the DeLorean with the Hotter Than Hell tournament contract.
Well, that's certainly the plan. I know there's a title shot that comes after it, but you know, I'm not setting my sights too far ahead. I mean, it's a loaded lineup and there's a lot of guys, in fact, pretty much everybody in the whole tournament is people who have not had the opportunity to wrestle before. So whichever way it goes, it's going to be fun for me. I'm excited.
Good stuff. Well, we're looking forward. Now, in the first round of the quarterfinals, you're facing off against Martin Kirby. What are your preparations and strategy going into that match?
Well, you know, that's a tough one. Obviously, I've seen everything Martin's done. He's a very accomplished wrestler. He's been everywhere, been champion. And to be honest, he can do pretty much everything. You know, he's a hell of a technical wrestler. He can fly around. And he just has a very good hold over what he's doing in the ring. But, you know, he's never wrestled someone from the future.
No.
You know, he's never seen any of these futuristic maneuvers that I can bust out on him. And, you know, it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to going in there, shaking his hand, getting down to business, and then whatever happens, there'll be a handshake at the end. I'm looking forward to this.
So it's more on how Martin will handle the future shock?
Absolutely.
I like that.
A wise man once told me that, you know, wrestling is like ice cream. You know, everybody has their favorite flavor. You know, you might like the strawberry, you like the hardcore stuff, or maybe you're into vanilla. Maybe you really like your solid technical wrestling. But, you know, I'm from the future. I've seen everything. And I can cherry pick what I want from it. I'm a tub of Ben and Jerry's. You know, I'm at least two different flavors, got little bits of biscuits in there, a little bit of chocolate. Pay an extra quid, we'll put a layer of chocolate on top and some caramel in the middle. Like, you're going to get everything when you see the Future Shock.
This is incredible stuff. So literally this Saturday, we are going to see everything of the Future Shock.
Well, hopefully not everything. I'll try and hold my tights up as long as I can. But no, like, you know, I can wrestle, you know, I can fly, I can take to the air a little bit when I need to, and like, I'm not exactly proud of it, but you know, I've taken a pasting plenty of times, and you know, I'm not scared to, you know, lift the fist and get into it.
Good stuff. Now we're looking forward. Now, going past the quarterfinals, is there anybody you'd like to face or even call out, and who do you see as your greatest competition?
Well, I'm trying not to look too far past Mr. Kirby, but at the same time, the lineup's so stacked, you can't help but have a look and think, whoa, I wouldn't mind some of that.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, there's Chris Renfrew and Theodoros in the other quarterfinal match on the 5th. So obviously, I'll be keeping an eye on that. Either way, I've wrestled Theodoros in multi-man matches and triple threat and four ways, but I've never had a chance to go with him one-on-one. He is incredibly strong. Mm-hmm. I know because he's somewhat shorter in stature, but he's stocky, and once you get in the ring with him, you realise just how strong he is. Like he, you know, I'm a fair bit bigger than him, and he's throwing me about no problem. Renfrew, that'd be a brawl. I'm not sure how much I want to get in a fight with Chris Renfrew, but, you know, I'm not scared of doing it if I have to. But out of everybody, the person who I would most like to get in the ring with is probably Andy Wilde.
Yeah.
He's on this insane run since, you know, having this big career resurgence. And to be honest, I like getting in the ring with the bigger boys, and you know, I don't mind getting flung around a bit, because you know, I'm fast enough and I'm agile enough to look after myself, and I think I could have a good match with Andy Wilde.
See, it sounds like you're kind of calling him out, but there's a lot of respect there as well.
Oh, absolutely.
To Andy Wilde, so that's something I'm sure he would respect, and he would kind of shake your hand at, if from what I've seen of Andy Wilde.
Fingers crossed. I mean, well, as you said, I've got a lot of respect for him. The fact that, you know, he took a bit of time out and he's come back and he is just huge now.
Mm-hmm.
The size of that guy's legs are terrifying.
And he did win the Disco Derby this year earlier.
Absolutely,
well.
Yeah. So, you know, he's got momentum on his side. So, yeah, that'd be a fun test.
Good stuff. Now, what do you think winning this tournament would do for your career in Discovery?
Everything, really. You know, I kind of came in and answered Michael Chase's open challenge, and that was my debut in Discovery.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, although I crop up in Scottish wrestling every now and again. A lot of the Discovery crowd, you know, might not have seen me before, weren't quite aware of who I was. And, you know, I'm pretty sure I put in a decent show in there. By winning the tournament, you know, I'm looking to, like, establish myself in Discovery Wrestling so that, you know, I can be there show in, show out. Hopefully get my hands on Joe Coffey and that title belt.
Well, we're rooting for you here. We really are. Now, assuming you win the tournament, when would be the ideal time for you to cash out your Hotter Than Hell opportunity? And what kind of champion would you be?
Well, I most definitely wouldn't be doing it right away. I like to get some rest after a match. It doesn't matter how fresh you are going against Joe Coffey. Like, so, you know, I would need to take some time and train my wee bum off before I go and wrestle Joe Coffey, because he is exceptional.
Yes.
Way back when I first started training at the Source Wrestling School, Joe was still very much a part of the school. I had the opportunity to train under Joe and train with Joe. And he's a beast. Yeah, that would be a lot of fun, but I would definitely use my opportunity to cash in. But I would wait. Try and bulk up a little bit more before I go running into a guy that size.
Good stuff. Well, it's all things to wait. When you run off on your DeLorean, it's all things that you could get prepared for when you eventually have that match with Joe.
Absolutely.
And yeah. I'm talking assuming you're winning.
Oh, of course.
Of course.
Discovery Management came and asked me. Mm-hmm. I was on my way out and they asked me to come back. So, you know.
So it's a sign you've got your winning.
I'm doing this for myself this time. I'm not doing it for the generations in the future. This time I'm getting to do something for myself. And, you know, yeah, it feels kind of good to be kind of vain about myself. I'm coming here to win and win a title for myself. I don't often get the chance to do that.
Fantastic stuff. Now, my final question. Have you got a final message for the other competitors?
Yeah, a lot of the guys there, like I said, a lot of them are people who I've not had the chance to wrestle before. Some of the guys I've never even met before. I've never even been on the same show as an Eddie Dennis. So, you know, I think a lot of them have looked at the name, Tom Fulton, not really thought anything. I think I'm somewhat of a surprise package around Scotland. People who, you know, have seen me over the years and follow me obviously know who I am, but I go away and I come back. I'm normally based in Bucharest, Romania, where I run the country's first and only wrestling promotion and wrestling school. And, you know, over the last 8 years, you know, I've wrestled in 7 different countries across 20 different promotions, but I'm not a constant in Scotland. And I think that a lot of the guys up here kind of see the name, and I hope they do underestimate me. I hope they don't know what's coming, because, you know, I'll take every advantage that I need to take in order to win this tournament. So I'm hoping that, you know, they'll underestimate me and I can sneak under the radar and surprise them all.
The future shock is coming. You've heard it here first. Tom Fulton, thank you very much for your time, and we'll see you at the tournament.
Awesome. Can't wait. See you then.
Thank you very much. Sports Social Podcast Network.